In an introductory linguistics class several years ago, I was explaining that one of the remarkable and unique characteristics of human grammar is that we can create an infinite number of utterances out of a finite set of resources, that is, words, and the rules for how to combine them grammatically. A student responded, "But you don't mean infinite in the mathematical sense, right?" I found myself wondering what other sense there is. It is a marvel that as you listen to me right now, you have likely never heard this exact string of words uttered in this way, and yet you are processing it as I speak because we share a language. We share this ability to combine English words into novel sentences, and even to make new words as we add a prefix or make a new compound or the like. If I said, "That street was really traffic lighty," you would likely know what I meant, that there were a lot of traffic lights on that street, even if you had never heard that word before, because you know how that Y suffix works. And as we all use the language creatively every day, it will shift or drift over time. All living languages change. It is the nature of language. Sometimes it's a matter of fashion. We start to hear a phrase like, "At the end of the day," or "It is what it is," and suddenly, before we know it, we're saying it too. Sometimes language change happens because speakers of different dialects and languages are coming into contact with each other. And then there are babies. Super important to the process of language change are babies. One of my favorite descriptions of child language acquisition, which I borrowed from a colleague, is that each baby, as they learn a language, is reinventing it. They are taking all the linguistic data they are hearing and seeing all around them and extracting the rules of the grammar. And as they do this, babies reinterpret some of the data. Let me give you an example from the subtitle of the book, the word funner. The word fun, for much of its life in English, was a noun. And of course, it still is a noun in a sentence such as, "We had fun." So in the sentence, "The party was fun," the word fun was historically a noun. The sentence is similar to, "The party was chaos." But we can see how kids, when they hear "the party was fun," could reinterpret fun as an adjective, just like, "The party was great," or "The party was boring." And that is just what kids did in the early 20th century. And for much of the 20th century, usage commentators criticized the use of fun as an adjective, claiming it should only be a noun. We've gotten over that complaint. So what is happening with funner? Well, once kids have reinterpreted fun as an adjective, they try to make it behave like other one-syllable adjectives. There's a pattern which kids learn for how adjectives make the comparative and superlative, and most one-syllable adjectives add ER and EST. Tall, taller, tallest. Smart, smarter, smartest. Fun. You can see where I'm going. So kids will say funner and funnest until they are corrected by an adult or other language authority figure who says, "Ugh, that is an awful word. Don't say that." And then the kid will store funner away as an exception to the rule. But on this one, I would guess it's just a question of time. And my informal polling suggests that people are now having a less negative reaction to funnest. I predict funnest will come into standard usage first, and then funner will sneak in on its coattails. I recognize that you may be gritting your teeth right now, hoping against hope that my prediction is wrong. And I'm not saying that you need to adopt funner and funnest into your own lexicon if you don't want to. You can opt out. But I am putting on the table the assertion that the only thing wrong with funner and funnest is that we have accepted the assertion that there is something wrong or terrible sounding about them. Once fun is an adjective, funner and funnest are perfectly grammatical, well-formed derivatives. And one thing we see again and again in language is that the changes young people promulgate tend to prevail in the long run.